Calling NA1SS, NA1SS. This is VK5ZAI, calling on schedule. Do you copy, Mike?
Yes, Tony, good evening. This is Mike aboard the International Space Station, NA1SS, and really glad to hear you, and I'm ready to go, sir.
Thanks, Mike. Very good morning to you on the space station, and if you'll stand by, we have Bethany from the Anderson's Creek Primary School to ask the first question. Would you ask your question, please, Bethany?
Hi, my name is Bethany. What is your latest discovery? Over.
Hello, Bethany, and hello, Anderson's Creek, and hello to all of Australia. This is Mike aboard the International Space Station, and we have a lot of discoveries aboard the International Space Station. Yesterday, we were able to make some robot satellites go in some really neat directions and understand each other, so it was really neat. It was a new computer algorithm. Over.
Hewitt?
Hi, my name is Hewitt. Do your five senses work well in space? Over.
Hello, Hewitt. That's a great question. Because we're inside an enclosed environment, inside the space station, we have enough air and everything, so all of our senses work normally. Some people say their sense of taste changes, but mine certainly doesn't. Over.
Nicholas?
Hi. My name is Nicholas. Is everything slower or faster in space? Over.
Hello, Nicholas. Yeah, some people think that things move a little slower here, but I feel that everything is just normal up here. Over.
Leah?
Hi, my name is Leah. Is your speech effective in space? Over.
Hello, Leah. Yeah, no, because our pressure of the atmosphere is the same and we use the same gases that we do on the planet, the oxygen and nitrogen, that everything sounds normal here in space. Over.
Britta?
Hi, my name is Britta. How many people are with you? Do you get on each other's nerves? Over.
Hello, Britta. We are a crew of three people right now. So far, two Americans and one Russian. And soon we'll be one American, one Japanese, and one Russian. But along the way, we all get along very well with each other, and that's part of it. You're a very good question because we really need to get along with each other. Over.
Reese.
My name is Reese. What happens if you need to wear glasses in space? Over.
Well, Reese, that's a great question. Some of us do have to wear glasses, especially for reading, and it's no problem, except that we have to make sure they stay firmly on our face, because when we fly around, they can fall off. Over.
Megan?
Hi, my name is Megan. Would a thermometer work in space? Over.
Hello, Megan. Yes, outside the space station, we have thermometers, and they work fine. We have to make sure that they can handle the vacuum of space, and also they can handle the extreme temperatures. We go from negative 200 to positive 300 in just 90 minutes, so we have a wide variation of temperature. Over. It gets really hot outside.
Seth?
My name is Seth. How does a spaceship move in space when there are no particles to push against? Over.
Hello, Zeph. That's a great question. It turns out physics doesn't need particles to push against. You just need to have the actual momentum of and the physical properties of the material itself. So, but right up now, since there's nothing to slow us down, we don't really have our engines running. We just keep going and going at 17,500 miles an hour, 26,000 kilometers per hour. Over.
Carl?
My name is Carl. When you exercise, do you lose the same amount of fat as you would on Earth? Over.
That's a great question, and we're discovering and investigating that every day. Because when we're up here, not only are we losing fat, but because we don't walk around and we don't have gravity, we actually lose some of our muscle and bone. So it's important that we exercise every day. In fact, we exercise 2 hours every day. Over.
Daniel.
Hello, my name is Daniel. What time zone do you use? Is there any special space time? Over.
Hello, Daniel. We use Greenwich Mean Time, and that keeps it pretty much even and fair for all of our control centers around the planet. We have control centers in Russia and United States and in Germany and also in Japan. So Greenwich Mean Time is the time we use. Over.
Leah? Bethany.
Hi, my name is Bethany. Have you been hit by a meteor? What happens if you are? Over.
Well, Bethany, meteors come in two sizes, big ones and small ones. If there's a big one coming, we move the space station out of the way. And in the small one, we have special protection. We have armor or shielding that protects us from the meteors, the really small ones. So we should be okay. Over.
Hi, my name is Hewitt. How do you navigate your way into space? Over.
Hewitt, we have a special computer program that tells us over which part of the planet we are. We also can look out the window. But on board, our computers have special instruments that tell us exactly where we are and where we're going, and that really helps us out. Over.
Nicholas?
Hi, my name is Nicholas. What happens if one of you gets sick or injured? Over.
Well, Nicholas, the real trick about that is that none of us are doctors, but we all have had medical training. If somebody gets really sick or injured, we have our lifeboat, our Soyuz spacecraft can take us home in a matter of hours if we really needed to. But we'd rather not do that. We try to take care of everything on board first. But fortunately, we haven't had any major injuries yet. Over.
Leah?
Hi, my name is Leah. What goes through your mind during liftoff? Over.
Well, Leah, I've had the privilege of lifting off twice now, and both times were from Russia. And the thing that goes through my mind is happiness.
Britta?
My name is Britta. Does space look like how it is shown in movies? Over.
Britta, movies can't capture how cool it is up in space because the film, the cameras can't capture the images what we can see with our own eyes. I recommend everybody uses their own eyes to come up here someday. Over.
Grace?
My name is Grace. What happens if you bleed in space? Over.
Well, Reese, we hope not to bleed in space, but sometimes we do have to give blood for our experiments, and it's the same as it is on the ground. You have to be careful about it, but the interesting part is blood can float around, so we have to be extra careful so it doesn't get anywhere or on anybody. Over.
Megan?
Hi, my name is Megan. When you eat your pureed food, do you feel full? Over.
Well, Megan, yes, we eat enough food up here that we do feel full, but not all of our food is pureed. Some of it comes in cans, some of it comes in pouches. The only thing is we don't have a refrigerator or a freezer or a microwave oven, so preparing food is a little bit more difficult, and the food isn't as fresh. Over.
Zeph?
My name is Zeph. What is gravity, and how does zero gravity affect you? Over.
Zeph, you sound like a future physicist or maybe an engineer. Gravity is the force that pulls us towards larger objects. It's a function of how much mass they have. So we're right now held by Earth's gravity, but since we're going so fast, we actually don't even feel it, and we're weightless, and we can fly around like Superman, and it's very amazing. Because we have no gravity, we don't exercise our muscles, and our bones get a little bit soft, too. So we have to exercise every day here aboard Space Station because there's no gravity. Over.
Carl?
My name is Carl. When you get hurt, the wounds heal the same way as on Earth. Over.
And Kyle, that's a very good question. Not so many of us get hurt, so we don't have too much data on this. But most people think that when we heal in space, it takes a little bit longer than it does on Earth. Over.
Daniel.
My name is Daniel. How long is the communication time delay with space control on Earth? Over.
Well, Daniel, we're only a couple hundred miles above the planet, but our signal when we talk to our control center on Earth actually goes up to a satellite in high orbit and then back down, and that takes about half a second. But right now when I'm talking to you, because I'm right over Australia, it's not noticeable. Over.
Yes, Mackenzie, I'm the principal of the school. You've been marvelous in answering our questions, the kids' questions. And you've got through them all so efficiently and well. I'd like to say thank you on behalf of the kids. Over.
Well, it's a pleasure serving aboard the International Space Station, and it's our job to help spread the good news about space and how much opportunity it offers to the people.